There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, since I've flown over to England on wind power, we're still here with Liam Sheff in the netherworld, wherever that may be. Second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show heading into the weekend. Liam Sheff, welcome back, my friend.
Hip hip, Robert. How are things every day in jolly old England?
Warming me up for the accents I'm going to have to get familiar with again. Listen, you have been researching again. And let me warn the world, when Liam Sheff researches any particular topic, the earth shifts on its axis. I'm just saying, that's how much impact Liam Sheff has when he starts digging in. And we're talking digging into shale oil sands, we're digging into Africa, we're digging into Brazil and the Arctic, we're fracking, where are we fracking? We're talking energy. Even the global warming alarmist of the CO2 regime and brigade of Al Gore, and trying to get to the bottom of it. We've talked about it off and on over the years together, Liam, and I've kind of made fun of Al Gore, as many have. And I've always said, you know, I wish he would have talked about toxic poisons and polluting the planet. It would have been a lot easier to justify and validate and scientifically go, yeah, there's a problem. And everybody can go, it's a problem. But they didn't go that way. They were hiding something, perhaps.
Yeah, I think I felt from the beginning that the global warming hysteria didn't make any sense because their solutions were meaningless. You know, drive a Prius is meaningless because Priuses are made of oil, and the earth, the metals that are in their batteries come from inner China. They're incredibly toxic, and they kill lots of people over there. So the idea that we can all switch to electric cars, I think, is total fiction. We were headed to something called peak oil, which a friend of mine, a guy called Mike Kane, who used to write for a group called From the Wilderness, was telling me about in 2004, 2005. And I came to him with, I just thought, well, how do you know that oil will peak, get to its peak, and then will come down the other side? And he said, well, you know, that's just the way fields work. And I said, well, maybe oil's made in the middle of the earth by gnomes. And he said, maybe.
The abiotic argument, right?
Right. Maybe. So then you go research that, and you go, yeah, that's not the way it works, actually. You know, whatever is there is there. We draw it up, and then you're left with very little underneath, maybe some greasy rock that you have to explode. We started fracking around the time that the major petroleum geologists who were being very critical of the industry, you know, the sort of the Peter Duisbergs of the petroleum geology departments, were saying, look, this isn't, you know, we're peaking here. We're at the middle and on the maybe a steep decline from, because we came up a very slow escalator, stairway from 1900 to 2000. It was very, very slow from 1900 to 1930 or so. I mean, we had a lot of oil, and you could say it was really, really fast, but there were only a couple billion people on Earth. Now there are 7 billion people who all apparently want refrigerators, cars, and, you know, little fake cars for their children to drive around in their macadam driveways.
Yes, but that may be reversing. The trend may be reversing because Jeremy Clarkson of Top Gear in the UK has been fired. So we might be on the downslope.
Wow. Well, what will Top Gear people do without cars? I suppose we could go back to building things from wood and growing things. Well, as we go through this hour and we talk about petroleum decline and nuclear buildup, which is of course what they're pushing for because they're mentally ill in government. That I want my overriding message to be this: go plant some food trees. Now, you're going to hear me. I'm not going to talk about food trees for this hour, but I'll talk about it at the very end. Go plant some food trees. Figure out what climate you are in. Plant either apple, pear, quince, coconut, avocado, walnut, chestnut, almond if you live in that kind of environment. You got to start planting some food trees because these people in charge, and you'll understand by the end, are mentally ill. The people in charge are absolutely insane. You'll understand by the end. So go figure out what kind of trees to plant. Now, let's get into the business. Oil was what we call light crude or light sweet crude is the stuff that we built this 20th century on. That has been in decline in the United States since 71, 23, something like that. England found oil in the North Sea, and they've been in decline since about 2005. The world has been on a general decline since about 2005. Well, they said, well, we're not going to be on decline. We're going to go do something else. Rats, I saw this, a good explanation on a webpage. Rats can eat cornflakes, but they can also eat the cardboard. The cornflakes give them more carbohydrates. They can actually digest it better, but they can eat the cardboard. So now we're eating the cardboard. That's fracking. So we've decided to blow up the ground horizontally because we figured out how to drill horizontally. We put explosive charges of, water just forced down there sometimes, and we crack the ground there, and a little bit of oil seeps out of this tight rock. Well, you can already tell this isn't the same thing as drilling a hole through a salt dome and having it explode upward at hundreds of thousands of barrels a day or a week. I mean, this is intensive work. Fracking took off, and they drilled thousands, maybe tens of thousands, maybe more of fracking wells, polluting a lot of water. Josh Fox put out two movies, Gasland and Gasland 2, which raised awareness, but capitalism doesn't give much of a damn about activism, so awareness isn't worth anything when you need oil to, you know, power all the things that bring people to the Whole Foods and the Trader Joe's so they can be socially aware and buy rice milk instead of whatever.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, that's where we live. You know, this is just such fiction. So fracking has pulled America out of a many-decade slump, and we're now producing a little more than we used to.
Yeah, but it's helping to keep the empire going around the world, because without the oil, we're not there. I mean, how many nuclear aircraft carriers can ride the same way as the oil does along these pathways?
Okay, we'll get there. Yeah. So fracking has given us a little boost, but we're talking about, I know it sounds like a lot, but a few million barrels a day. Maybe they're trying to get to 5 million barrels a day. Well, the United States uses 18 or 19 million barrels a day regularly. I'm not counting the military. The United States military uses, by their estimates, 140 million barrels a year. I don't think they're counting overseas activities, and making air quotes with my hands. I mean, in the military, they don't count miles per hour. They count, barrels per mile. You know, these giant machines. They have planes that burn through thousands of gallons an hour that are, their only purpose is to refuel other airplanes while they're still in the sky. So, right, okay, we use this stuff like there's no tomorrow. Fracking pushed the United States out of a little bit of a slump, but we're still a net importer. We import much more than half of the oil. It's like two-thirds, three-quarters of the oil we use. No matter how much we fracked, we still are a net importer. We still import a vast majority of what we use.
But, Liam, the fracking, we could say, is at least temporarily on the decline because the cost per barrel has gone down below the cost of fracking, so they can't afford to keep doing it.
So they've let go of 75,000 jobs, I think, is the estimate in the United States, more than 100,000 around the world, because fracking has to compete with the pre-existing light crude, which is the stuff that comes up through a normal well. And that stuff you can sell for $30 a barrel. Those wells have been there for, those fields have been there forever, but we've been drilling them for 40 years. You don't have to do all this special stuff. The cost of a fracked barrel of oil, and this is my prognosis, by the way, for the future. All oil barrels in 2 years, save just some sort of market tinkering or a mystery or hidden taxes, and all that's possible. But all oil barrels are going to have to cost over $100 a barrel. And we saw what that did to the economy two and a half years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the price of gold triple.
Yep.
Or double, and we saw silver double and triple. We saw people taking staycations. We're right there at the cusp of carpooling again, and then they pulled out the fracking miracle. Well, that's not going to – I mean, it would be unlikely that it could happen the same way again. Here's why. So many companies invested in fracking because they were able to take out low interest loans. The Wall Street and the banks have just now, they agree that they've lost many millions on people defaulting on these loans, because the price of fracked oil needs to be about $80, $70, $80, maybe $100 a barrel to break bloody even, not to make a profit, to break even. So we're buying gas here at two-something dollars a gallon, which is a myth. We should be paying about five and change a gallon to pay back the investment that's already been made, but we're not going to. Now, where does that leave us? And I'll save some for the next segment, but it leaves us looking in two directions. We're either going to give up on this whole oil thing, or we're going to go green and build solar and wind, or... and here is everybody's favorite option. We're going to go green. And as you know, nuclear power is safe. Just ask all the people of Chernobyl in Japan and Fukushima today.
You're absolutely crazy. Now, I did see one positive thing. At least it appears that on the surface, Costa Rica for 75 days in a row has been fueling, if you will, its energy via renewable mechanisms, whether it be solar, wind, water, hydroelectric, that kind of thing. Of course, they do have geothermal as well because they're in a volcanic region. Iceland has some evidence of the ability to tap into the heat of the earth itself. You know, are these are the things are we looking toward that go maybe beyond nuclear? Because you and I agree, nuclear is not the option, even though some of the greeny friends that we have still haven't recognized that.
Well, we'll talk about nuclear later in the show. I'm not just going to write it off without explanation. You know, they deserve the argument. Why? Why is it really crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And it is really crazy, but they're doing it. China's doing it all over China and in other parts of the world. It will affect you even if you don't live in China.
Well, why can't we all go Elon Musk and do electric Tesla vehicles?
You want the answer now or next thing?
You do it in 30 seconds or less, then yes.
Well, in 30 seconds or less, hi, my name's Liam, and I come here sometimes. I have a book called Official Stories and another book called The Truth About Love, and there I've just used up most of my time. How about next segment?
Okay, we'll do it. Liam Sheff is with us to take us to the weekend as I'm traveling across the pond to the United Kingdom while we still have the flights to do so, and we'll be reporting on more of that. But it's an hour about energy. With my good friend Liam Sheff, and stick around, robertscottbell.com. We have a link to his article about some of this that we published earlier in the week. We'll let you know about that as well. Stick around, lots more discussion on energy to come here on, I'd say, the United States and world of not only health talk radio, but energetic talk radio. We'll be right back.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, now that Jeremy Clarkson is fired from Top Gear and he can no longer fight against the movement toward Tesla energy, or Tesla cars, I should say, is that a saving grace? Is battery technology going to get so good that we don't need rare earth energy? We don't need the oil to dig them out to make the batteries? Tell me Tesla company cars are going to save us.
Yeah, they'll save you. Well, you'll spend the $100,000 American bucks, and then you'll have it, and then you'll drive it once in a while because it's really too expensive to drive. You don't want to park it anywhere because somebody might steal it. There are very few recharging stations for it. The infrastructure, which will cost millions and maybe billions of dollars to build, using metals that you have to dig out of far-flung places and then refigure so that it perfectly lines up and creates a standard by which you can plug these things in. Yeah, it'll definitely save us nothing. I don't know why people think electric cars are better than an old-fashioned twin-stroke diesel engine, because an old-fashioned twin-stroke diesel engine on a motor scooter will get you, like, you could probably jigger those things to get 150 miles to the gallon out of it, maybe two, if you really worked at it.
And couldn't you run vegetable oil or hemp oil, you know, as another option beyond?
You could. But for something that was like a one or two seater that got that 150 to 200 miles to the gallon, they can do that. A Tesla vehicle, like any car, is made of oil. The metal is fabricated in diesel and coal burning plants. You have to dig the ores. If you're making a high-grade plastics, you're using oil. You're never going to replace it. There are a billion cars on the road by estimates, a billion. That means that for every seven people on Earth, there's a car. That's outstanding, because in 1900, there were maybe I don't know, 100, like 10 cars in the world, all prototypes. You know, and then Ford mass produced the Model T, and, you know, we started exploding gasoline, refined gasoline inside of these little engine blocks. Well, now there are 1 billion cars on the road worldwide. These things are made of oil. Their tires are made of oil, 7 to, I think, 12 gallons of oil per tire. So the Tesla's not an oil-free car. It's not a non-CO2 car. To make to make electricity, you burn coal, or you spin windmills, which all require great energy to make, and we don't have that many of them, or you burn nuclear rods. So I don't really understand why anybody... This is a rich man's fantasy. You know, it's a great fantasy car. I would buy one, I guess, if I were that kind of person. I had that kind of money just to drive around and give people the finger, like, hey, I have this rich.
Well, listen, they are cool. They're like roller coasters on wheels anywhere you go, with the press, the acceleration as fast as the Incredible Hulk coaster, and virtually no sound, and you can go pretty much anywhere as long as Elon Musk installs a recharging station. I don't know if they've gone solar or not, but as I said, I like talking about these things with you because the perspective's a little longer view as opposed to the most immediate thing where people are saying, well, yes, an electric car is better because you're not spewing CO2 emissions out in the air. But again, you bring up the point of how did they make them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The backstory, high pencil.
You spin the CO2, you spill CO2, I don't give much of a darn about CO2, by the way, but you spill CO2 in making the electricity. We can talk about that next segment. You spill CO2 whenever you make energy in this world. If you burn wood, you spill carbon monoxide. You know, nothing that makes energy is free and easy. And the answers coming from the powers that be is what they call on the internet, BAU, business as usual. They want to tell us that we're going to be living in a business as usual world. You and I both know that's not the case.
The pretension is that they could keep it going because man's arrogant. Let's just say it. As a species, we are arrogant. We attempt to conquer nature rather than learn from it, work with it. And, you know, in this case, we do it to our own peril, our own destruction. And the global population at 7 billion, I've come to the same similar conclusion as you, once we understand how much oil has facilitated the population boom, I don't think that the Bill Gateses of the world who engage in this eugenics program need to do anything, you know, in a sense, because it's just going to come down of its own accord when they run out of the ability to produce energy the way they have almost freely.
Yeah, well, our food is gasoline, and in the next segment, I'd like to talk about their moves, because their moves are in some ways into away from coal and into wind and solar. We can talk about why that's good and also problematic. And their next big move is into nuclear, and China is leading the way, which might make you a little anxious.
Yeah, well, make your plans for a different planet. we're here with Liam Sheff heading into the weekend together. I'm over in England, and we've got to discuss the movement toward nuclear, or is it solar? Could solar save us or other things? Let's talk about that when we come back from this break. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, also linking to liamsheff.com, so check it out.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the discussion as much as I am, but if not, it's just for me. Liam and I are chatting about energy, where this thing is going as we're heading into the weekend, and of course, is there something that is really self-sustainable or sustainable in regards to our energy utilization as it's gone through the 20th, now the 21st century, and where it's going? Our friends on the green side of things, they're all about CO2, and if they're all about the CO2, then they're all about the nuclear power. And are they deluding themselves? We're going to get to that in a moment. But, Liam, back to you, my friend.
Right. So the United States is going to be, different companies are going to be closing their smaller coal plants, I think, in the Appalachian area of the United States. I don't know what they intend to replace it with. North Carolina, though, I believe it's North Carolina, is building wind farms as well as, I want to say Kansas, but it's definitely some of the satellite, I'm starting to call us, I'm thinking of the United States now as a balkanized country, so I call it Californistan and Kansastan, because I just think in the very near future we're going to regard each other as essentially separate countries, because we have separate geological and environmental identities. Mm-hmm. We don't really have very much in common. So Kansastan, Kansas, has a lot of wind, and they can, if they can get the capital investment, which is really oil, coal, and the rare earth metals to build giant wind turbines, they can power their grid on wind.
Right. We've talked about this idea of more localized production of energy related to what's feasible in that area. I mean, that seems to be much more practicable.
Practicable and practical and mm-hmm. all kinds of practicable. That's what they're going to be doing. California, even though it's doomed, is building more solar. But when I say more, I mean, if they pushed up against 11% of total electrical production, I'd be surprised. I'd be impressed, but I'd be surprised. You mentioned Costa Rica in the last segment. Well, Costa Rica is unique, you know, one of the places that's uniquely located with a relatively small population, a rainforest that provides food.
Right.
And when you said they're providing their energy, they're not providing their auto energy. So cars just go away in, like, I do a show called the Liam Sheff Show on Truth Frequency Radio and UCY TV, and in the next show I give an example. If we turned off the oil tap tonight and left it off for 48 hours, mm-hmm. millions of people would die. You put it in the middle of winter, millions of people would freeze to death. If you put it in the middle of summer, millions of people would expire from heat. That's how tenuously, because that's where we get, you know, if you turned off coal and oil for a night mm-hmm. in the middle of winter, millions of people would die.
Liam, how did we, going back historically, thinking about the frontiersmen, the families that kind of went wagon wheel to the west, right? There were no energy grids then. I mean, these were people surviving on the very edge of existence, yet some of them, many of them perhaps, found a way, but it was a radically different lifestyle.
They burned wood. This country, United States, was covered with forests, and they've mostly been chopped down. I mean, we've chopped down most of the forest. They burned wood to stay warm. You always burned wood, and then coal was discovered, and they burned coal, and coal is full of arsenic and mercury.
Yes.
So they got, there was a lot of sickness around that. In the Victorian, in the Dickensian, well, yeah, same. In Victorian England, you had, great.
It was a toxicological nightmare. Pollution. But we're dealing with our own version of that, perhaps more dispersed. But if we talk, I don't know if this is the time to lend ourselves to a discussion of green energy being nuclear or not, based on on the green side. The cleanness that the Al Gores of the world still insist nuclear could be the answer?
Well, the Al Gores of the world have been taken over by some long-standing green people who've been convinced that CO2 is the most dangerous thing in the universe. Well, CO2 is a very, very, very small part of the atmosphere. I think one out of 3,300 parts. That's now blamed through, it's a much more complex, befuddled model than it used to be. You know, Al Gore said that it was a sewage toxin, essentially, CO2, even though we breathed it out and plants breathe it in,
mm-hmm.
And that it would, the planet Earth had a fever, that the ice caps would be gone by 2007 or 20, oh, sorry, by 20, by now, 2013. I think the saner consensus is that CO2 may, they're now called lukewarmists, and they think that CO2 adds something, but there are these great, what they call negative feedbacks, and there are positive feedbacks. And a positive feedback isn't actually positive. It's one that pushes a problem further along, and a negative feedback is one that cushions it. So if you have two kids at home and one's a screamer and one's very quiet, and the quiet one calms down the screamer, then the quiet one is a negative feedback. But if you have two kids and when one starts screaming, the other starts screaming, then you have a positive feedback, and you want to sell them both. You want to give them both to Fagin to go, hey, we're in England, to go out and collect money in the street. Get out. So you don't want positive feedbacks. Now everybody's admitting that there are all these negative feedbacks, and the climate models were all fakakta, and nobody knew what they were talking about. But it's science, and we're learning. So it's sorry that we terrified you all and created the fake carbon trading initiatives that are, they're all absolute bullcrap.
Basically, a new form of Wall Street based on trading, the ability to burn fossil fuels.
Oh my God.
That was brilliant. I mean, we saw through that, at least I did, and we talked about that years ago, and that's one of the reasons why I didn't lend a lot of credibility to their claims, even though my perspective as an environmentalist, if I can call myself in any way that, is that I was always concerned about the toxic spew. Right? I didn't really get into the aspect of energy that you've gone into and discussed it and how that impacts on a life that we knew nothing different in our lifetime. And that's part of the stunning revelations of what you're uncovering with your research. And I know you're not the only one doing it, but.
No. I want to thank Richard Heinberg and Matt Simmons and Matt Savinar, who retired. But I want to thank him. These guys did. And Mike Rupert, who left the planet too early. And they're guys who put a lot of energy into figuring this stuff out. So back to nuclear, and you can look all of them up. And Richard Heinberg is still doing very important work at the Post Carbon Institute. Now some of these guys really believe in CO2 deranged climate change. I shrug my shoulders because I can't figure out what their models mean. There are too many negative feedbacks. Too many of their predictions don't work out. It's like HIV theory. 1 in 5 people supposed to have HIV by 1990, said Oprah Winfrey, or 2000. Well, it didn't quite work out that way.
Yeah, population explosion in Africa. That would not happen.
Yeah, either your models are wrong, or the tests don't work, or you're selling an agenda, or you're riding some previously existing thing. Let's talk about if we're looking at CO2 negativity and we agree that CO2 acidifies the ocean, let's just give them it's bad, it's too much CO2 in the ocean, they can't absorb it forever, et cetera. Maybe it will destabilize and release methane from the bottom and create more of a problem. Maybe it will. Nobody really knows. And if you had me in charge, believe me, I'll tell you what, we'd all be growing food in our lawns, and we wouldn't have we'd all have bicycles. We wouldn't have this discussion. But I'm not in charge. Construction of a new power plant. This comes from a pro-nuke industrial plant, NEI.org fact sheet. This is for investors.
Yeah.
They're selling this. Construction of a new nuclear power plant will provide a substantial boost to suppliers of commodities like concrete and steel, and manufacturers of hundreds of components. For example, a single new nuke plant requires 400,000 cubic yards of concrete, as much concrete as was used to build the Pentagon. Does that sound...
They're not using nuclear power to build the nuclear power plants.
You have to heat limestone with oil and coal. Mm-hmm. What did we talk... Okay.
So maybe it is a recognition on some level that they know that we're running out, so we better build a nuclear with the oil we have left, even though we're fracking it, so that we'll have it when the oil is gone.
We might as well conserve. I mean, I don't know that anybody has ever mentioned this word. Why don't we all give up our cars if we live in the city and air cars?
Yeah, but then you're going to, like the swift boating of John Kerry, whatever that meant, but the sweatering of Jimmy Carter. I remember that, and he wore a sweater in the White House to say, hey, conserve, and they just pilloried him.
I know,
yeah.
But he was right.
Yeah.
And if we had listened in 77 or 78, we wouldn't be here now, but we're here now, and we're in worse shape. Right now the big play is, let me finish this, 66,000 tons of steel per nuclear power plant, the same amount used to build the Empire State Building. Does that sound carbon-free? Do you know how hard it is to make steel, how energy-intensive, how polluting? 44 miles of piping, 300 miles of electric wiring. 130,000 electrical components. Does that sound carbon negative to you? You're building a city that you're going to pollute with radiation and then abandon in 15 years.
But you heard my point about them going for broke here and saying, screw it, we know we're running out, but if we can just build these nuclear plants, we can still hold the grid, we can still charge for the energy, we can still control the
population. For 15 years.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're lucky, you might get 20 years out of a nuclear power plant. Then what? Nuclear power plants have very short lives. They're very
Wait a second. Aren't they like 30 and 40 years old right now?
Yes. So maybe I stand corrected. Some of them are, but most of them are being retired within the next 5 years. But
I bring that up, Liam, only to point out that they're well beyond their expected life cycle because afford to do what with.
No, I'll take this as a fact check. Okay. I thought that they had a 15 to 20 year lifespan, but maybe they're 25, but they're in that ballpark. They're not very long. It's not like you're building a coal plant that's just going to chug along and heat and chug along and replace a part. These things become contaminated and you can't recycle.
Well, once again, the long view is not the human view. Let's say most of the humans that are in control and in charge here are lizard people, as far as I'm concerned, in the way they're going about this.
Right. Okay. So China is now deciding to double down on nuclear power plants. And nuclear power plants, by the way, only provide a little bit of steam to make electricity. So they're not going to build a car fleet out of them. You're not going
to
power.
We love the great way to boil water.
It's a great way to boil water. Okay. That's the most expensive way in the world. You got to mine the stuff. You got to build this city that you're going to abandon for, let's give them 40 years. I don't think it is. I think mm-hmm. it's 20.
They're going beyond their expected life cycle because they're desperate to keep them going.
Right. But China's building them in Karachi. China has now agreed with Pakistan to build them in a cyclone and earthquake zone in a city that has like a dozen fire trucks. Mm-hmm. They're going to build a nuclear power plant. This is the idea now, not conservation, not let's just, you know, let's conserve. Let's all get rid of our cars if we live in cities. Let's all share cars, et cetera, if we live in the country. Let's rebuild a bus fleet that runs on gas, that is electrical, that can be recharged.
Or one that runs on poop. We covered that the other day this week.
You can do that, too.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So the What Do We Do About It segment's coming up, Liam. And some of it you've already talked about. We've talked about together, and I concur, but maybe, you know, put it in a practical visual terms, because there's a desire for a lot of folks to move out to the country. And in some ways, that's really cool. On the other hand, how do you get stuff that you need, or do you become self-sustaining like the frontiers people of 100, 200, 300 years ago? I'm asking the question. I don't know the answer to it. Maybe you've looked into it some more. But let's talk about it as we wrap up and head into the weekend, get you things to think about. If not for you, then think about your kids and grandkids, because they'll be living in a different, well, on a different planet than we've come to know. I don't want it to be Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, but it might be if we don't wake up and get our heads out of the shale oil, I guess. All right, stick around. We got lots more to go. A little time to do it. Liam Schell, after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dried guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, energy. We all need it. How much do we need? How much can we do without? Liam Sheff is on. His new book is going to be about this very topic. I don't know if you've gotten a title for it, a working title.
Yeah, I have a working title. It's called This Is All Temporary.
This Is All Temporary, yeah. Well, that's the nature of life anyway. You know, we come, we go. What are we leaving for our offspring, those of us who have it, or if we care at all? This is all temporary. So where do we go from here, Liam?
Well, I mean, the title came to me because I was realizing that everybody thinks we're going to end up in the Jetsons, if you remember that silly cartoon.
Well, totally. You know, like I said, the other aspect of Tesla, not Elon Musk, but the concepts of the Deus Ex Machina, the reverse UFO engineering, all of these fantasies, and there are whole seminars and conferences devoted to, they're just holding out on this energy, they're going to come down, they're going to save us, you know, beam us up, kind of, and people really are living their lives as if that's going to happen.
Right. Well, I mean, a friend of mine in the Electric Universe thing told me that nuclear power would seem archaic, because really we can do nuclear power at cool temperatures. And I asked and I wrote him and I said, can you send me, sounds great, can you send me any working models? I have yet to hear from him. I'll ask him again before publication. But that's just the kind of problem that I'm running into. Nobody's got anything. We're still burning things to make energy. We're still in the area of Prometheus, and that's probably where we're going to stay. I don't really think we're here to, you know, have a great awakening or evolve into a different species. I think we are the species that we always have been. Nuclear power, by the way, I stand corrected. The life span was far more than 10 years, supposed to be about 40 years. So
right.
When you build a nuclear power plant and constantly refine radioactive material to put into it to boil water instead of conserving a little bit, because God knows you could actually extend the life of a society hundreds of years, I mean centuries, if everybody used maybe 30% of what we use. And we could do that very comfortably if we didn't all have to drive to the 7-Eleven at 2 a.m. just because we felt like having a little butterscotch ripple. Okay. But that's where we live. That's where
we live. Well, in the Electric Universe, you can just ride the lightning, right?
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll ride lightning. You know, this is like people just don't think that we're actually an animal species and we have biological limits. I mean, we're destroying the oceans. I mean, very few people have any real argument against that. We really are destroying the oceans. And what it seems that there's going to be some slime and some jellyfish living in the oceans.
Right.
In many places rather than any complex life.
Well, and by the way, if you do think we're going to travel to another planet or another solar system, you know, I even had the astronaut on that talked about the problem with that. Is not that we can't send stuff out there. The problem with that is there's no shielding for what they call cosmic radiation for your human body, for the physical body. So if you want to talk about astral projection and spiritual travel in a non-physical form, okay. But to take that physical body and transport it, I haven't figured out the Star Trek transporter yet.
No. We all live here and we die here and then you go to the other place. Okay, so what do you do? You got to start planting some food trees because the guys in charge have no idea what they're doing. They're not thinking and they're not being honest. If they were being honest, they would tell us to conserve. They would essentially take our cars away and give us all fleets of shiny, rehab, refurbed, biodiesel, electric city buses. And we would take those around. And if you lived in the suburbs, we'd be putting in light rail and you might even have to move because it's that big an emergency. You'd certainly have to start growing food in all of your lawns. Because I can't make all of the mechanical stuff happen, I can tell you that you better do this. Figure out what kind of tree you'd like to have, bearing fruit or nuts or seeds or something like that in your lawn. Figure out what kind of tree you'd like that. If you live in South Florida, you got mango, what do you have? You have, avocado, date palms, coconuts, all bananas, plantains. Plant some plantains. If you live in the Northeast, get some hardy nuts and seeds that can grow through the winter and survive. If you live in California, get out. But if you still want to stay there, grow some avocados and keep the government off your land. You have to start planting some food trees because these will get you through difficult periods. Under the food tree, you put some shrubs that also provide food. Under and around the shrubs, you start to plant some garden vegetables, and you grow fields of sweet potatoes and turnips and these sorts of things. Not because the world won't figure out a way to produce energy by 2020 or by 2021, but because you don't want to be counting on these maniacs to figure it out for you.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the bread line.
No, you don't. It's self-sustaining lifestyles. Again, there are a lot of folks that are trying to wake us up and others that are actually doing it, learn about it, and you know we'll be featuring those. And, Liam, you can hook us up with some buddies of yours that you've already connected with, and we'll talk more. We got to go. It's the weekend time. Ponder that, contemplate on it, pray on it, whatever you do. Liam, thanks for being with me to take us to the weekend.
Thank you very much.
Pip, pip, cheerio. Thanks to Dr. Frank King as well. The power to heal is yours. But where are you getting the power?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.